I moved fast, gun up. As I neared the body, I heard gunfire and voices in the distance. I fumbled through his pockets and finally came up with a set of keys. I prayed one of them would open the lock. A noise came from around the bend, near Aaron's cell. Gun aimed, I hustled. As the cell came into view, I froze. The door was open, and the room was empty. I ran forward and was horrified to see her being dragged by her hands, duct tape covering her mouth. The man pulling her was broad-shouldered, his back wide, dragging Aaron effortlessly. She writhed, trying to get her feet back under her. He stopped and raised his hand, as if he were about to punch her, but caught a glimpse of me and snapped Aaron off the ground, placing her in front of him like a shield. Aaron's response was immediate. She knew that I knew. Before his arm could lock over her chest, she grabbed two of his fingers and yanked them toward his wrist. It broke his grip, and Aaron rolled to the ground and sprung up 3 feet from him. I shot him once, then a second time. Aaron tore the duct tape from her mouth. She went to the dead guard, lifted his jacket, and retrieved his gun, then flung herself into my arms. I started to embrace her, but she stepped back. Chen's office is this way. Hold on, I said. Aaron stopped. There were others with me, one down. They went in the opposite direction. I pointed down the hall from where I had come.